أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I wanted to do a short lecture on Zainab bint Ali Salam Alayha. She is our role model. With the words of Hazrat Zainab bint Ali Salam Alayha, confronted the people of Kufa who betrayed their imam in Karbala. This is her powerful and part of it her moving speech. Oh, the people of Kufa, woe be upon you. Do you know which part of the Messenger of Allah you have cut, and which vow you have broken, and whose blood you have shed, and which respected family you have brought to the public as captives, and whose sanctity you have violated? You have done that which could tear down the skies, open the earth, and make the mountains vanish. So far as the earth goes and as deep as the sky goes, your obvious deed has no like, no similarity, and no decency. Indeed, you have done the ugliest, the most grievous and gruesome deed. Subhanallah. How much we can learn from her powerful speech that Lady Zainab, Salam Alayha, spoke in front of a crowd, in front of men, when not that long before that, women were cast away and looked down upon. This is Islam. This is the women of Islam speaking up against oppression. Zainab, Salam Alayha, gave with utmost bravery in the gathering of Yazid, son of Muawiyah, Lanatolik, in Syria, shook his majlis. O Allah, you cannot remove us from the minds of people, and you cannot fade our message. You will never reach our glory and can never wash the stain of this crime from your hands. Your decisions will not be stable. Your period of ruling will be short and your population will scatter. In that day, a voice will shout, "Indeed, may the curse of Allah be upon the oppressors." Again, her speech, strong with strength, she was a woman, an Islamic woman, a role model for not just the Muslim women, but for all Muslims. She was certainly a role model against oppression and injustice. She lived this life that showed it. When she was born, it was known that she would face her trials and her tribulations, but she would be brave and strong, and she would stand up against those who were oppressing others, against those who were injustice. She had the most perfect modesty that all of us can truly look up to. Her hijab was so perfect, and she had gotten this modesty from her mother, Fatima bint Muhammad. This is the daughter of Muhammad. She certainly was a reflection of her mother. With her beautiful hijab, she covered herself. And it is said that nobody had really known what she had looked like until the times that they snatched her hijab from her. May Allah's curse be upon those people who snatched the hijab from Zainab. She was certainly a role model for all of us. Her boldness in her talk was the very idea that Islam came to allow. A woman of strength and a woman ready to be a voice against what Allah has forbade and be the voice to say what was right. She was the perfect example as a woman enjoining good and forbidding evil. She's well known to the public speaker as a public speaker. After the event of Karbala, she has certainly been my role model. So I wanted to share a little story. A story about myself. Of course, many of you know I am a convert. My real name is not Zainab, but I chose this name after a long time of thinking of it. I chose it because I liked the name Zainab. It was a beautiful name. Later on, it was years after that, I realized who Zainab really was. And I realized I was far from her. Far from her modesty and her hijab and the way that she presented herself in front of the non-mahram. She was bold. She had strength. She spoke up, but she did it with the most perfect haya. When I realized who she was and how far I was from her, I took her name. I needed to become a reflection of her. So I strive very hard to become just even a glimmer of what Zainab was, because certainly I could never, ever be Zainab bint Ali. My book I published today on her waladat, since I highly look up to Zainab bint Ali, salam alayhi, I decided to publish it. It is my journey to finding salvation. The link is beside here, but I'll also share it below so that you can click on it and, if you would like, purchase it. Do also follow, subscribe my channels, and hit the like if you liked it. Or drop me a comment. If you liked it, if you thought I could improve somewhere, then please do comment. All criticisms I highly look up to. It helps me improve my lectures to you guys. So you can hit me up on Telegram, Instagram, Only Sisters, thank you. Shia TV, you can subscribe and also comment. And YouTube, you can subscribe, like, and comment. Mubarak on the waladat of Zainab bin Ali. Salam alaikum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.